Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Turnbuckle Time Machine fans, how we got a special one for you tonight. Survivor Series 1997, star of the show himself is here. Brett, the Hitman Hart, best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. How you doing today, Brett?
I'm a little pissed off, Tom.
Oh, really?
Wow. You know, Tom, Survivor Series, my hometown.
Well, you're from Calgary, right?
In my hometown, Canada, my town.
This is French Canada.
Quebec. Just found out it's illegal to speak English here.
Wow.
Bunch of hosers.
How's your French?
Not good. Not good, Tom. Not good.
Probably better than mine, though. Oui, oui. No, no.
Wee Wee sounds like a girly magazine.
It is, trust me. It's a good one, too.
I'm not like Sean, who needs to jack off all the time. Bunch of hosers. And I'm pretty sure those are boy magazines.
Wee Wee is not. No, Wee Wee is a girl magazine. Wee Wee is a girl magazine. Trust me on that one, Brad. I mean, I know you're a little above that, but I get into the Wee Wee and the no-no, if you know what I'm talking about.
I saw Owen jack it off earlier. Don't know how to think about it.
What was that relationship like growing up with Owen when he was a jack-off guy and you weren't?
A little awkward when I would do the laundry. We had sort of socks. His were crusty.
Well, you wouldn't know after you washed them, right?
No, I wouldn't. Right. That's where the awkwardness comes in.
I heard this from... From a different source, but I heard Bruce and Owen's socks always often got messed up, even though they were the oldest and the youngest, but they were both jerking
off. Who the fuck is Bruce?
Bruce Hart, your brother. Your eldest brother.
He's a hoser. Fuck Stu. I got the biggest dick in the family.
Well, I don't dispute that. But who's
talking? I thought this was what the interview was about.
Yeah, this is for Playgirl. We all just want to know about your dick size and if you eat ass.
I own cows.
We knew that, Brad. We knew that. We read that in Wee Wee earlier this year. So we
Soin of the night, more like sorry of the night. Sorry, you guys had to read that about me.
Good one, Brad. Good one, Brad.
Which is things you never hear for 500.
So what do you think? What do you think about this match tonight? Big title defense for you in your home country.
No fucking way I'm dropping this thing in my hometown.
Really? Well,
no fucking way. Little Owie will probably lose, though.
Little Owie's going to lose?
Yeah, he'll probably lose.
Well, he could barely beat Stone Cold when Stone Cold broke his neck. So.
Did you see the fucking Truth Commission back there?
Oh, the Jackal.
The Jackal. You talk about my dick being big.
Fuck. Did you get Irish now?
Yeah, that was very bad. Fucking hell.
You talk about my dick.
You talk about me dick like that. Ooh, he's a wee little lad, bro. Big cock and a wee little.
Call him Hornswoggle, if you will.
All right, let's get this. All right.
Shall we? The Truth Commission.
I couldn't think of the guy's name, so I said the Jackal, but that's not what I wanted to say. I wanted to say the Interrogator.
Oh, yeah. I said the Jackal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, said maybe. The Truth Commission.
Yeah,
no. Hey guys, it wasn't Brett, it was Robert the whole time.
Yeah. Still gonna wear it though.
Yeah.
You might get him later.
Yeah, he'll be back. If he knows what's good for him.
Fucked up though, Quebec thing. Not allowed to speak English there. Illegal.
Illegal to speak English in Quebec, that is true. Parlez-vous français? Allons-y.
Yeah.
They do that, I guess. From Letterkenny, I don't know, but the under senses and...
Oh.
Yeah, like, wee wee.
Should we do it for this entire podcast?
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll try it.
We'll do it live.
Drink every time we do it. How about that?
What you think about this whole pay-per-view here?
I think
That, remember that SpongeBob episode where he goes down to rock bottom? Speaking of rock bottom, we will get to see one tonight.
Rock bottom.
Think that the bus.
Okay, that's it. Well, that's enough.
Yeah.
Our sponsors told us stop with the spitting. Not a condom.
And start vaping. Not a condom. It will spit. It will. The pay-per-view, Kane and Mankind was cool. I mean, this is a big
pay-per-view. So you can edit this out. Did you press play?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're 100%.
100%.
You're 100%. You want to just check just in case?
No, because it went beep, beep. And I go, we are live.
Okay, because I...
For your safety. Yeah,
I mean, for our entire crowd. I want them to see your pants, your Bret Hart pants. Oh, no, you're not wearing them.
These are my LOD pants. All black.
All black from the waist down. That's Robert Ross for you.
All right, technical difficulties. What did I think of the pay-per-view? Yes. I did go on an anti-Semitism rant there. We had to edit that out.
Yeah.
I thought it sucked.
Whoa!
Thought it sucked.
Whoa!
I've actually never seen this pay-per-view. I know, like, the ending and the outcome. I mean, for a pay-per-view, obviously it gets heat for a lot of reason, and it's still talked about. But for one thing and one thing only, which we'll get to, but I'm pretty sure it'll work.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know. We'll talk about it. But the matches were to get through. And you said this while we're watching it. You're like, as a kid, like, these elimination matches were so fucking crazy. But yeah. Watching them now, they're dog shit.
Dog do.
Right?
These ones are. And they have been. Last year's were as well. I think... I'm hoping they get better. And I feel they're just not... putting a lot of effort into the Survivor Series matches.
Yeah.
Which I know later they will do more.
Sure.
So I think that effort and the story is what makes it kind of good, because then you've got the rivalries building, the matchups, the animosity between the teams. These were all kind of thrown together last week, so it's hard to say.
Right.
You know.
But I mean, DOA, I mean, that they've beaten that so much that it doesn't... I don't know if they did that prematurely. I guess they had to do something with these guys, but like... we've already seen these matches because these guys were already in stables before.
Right, right.
So, like, every week was some sort of Survivor Series-type match, you know?
True. True that.
But we will get our first match out of the way. We do have the New Blackjacks. They're pairing up with the Headbangers. So, faces. Blackjacks are the faces, I guess?
Or as Road Dogg calls them, the Black Cracks and the Butt Bangers.
Butt Bangers. I like it.
I like it.
And to Tom's point, they will be versing the New Age Outlaws, which are not quite the New Age Outlaws yet. They are Road Dogg and Badass Billy Gunn. And they're teaming up with the Godwins here.
Very, very Southern team.
Very Southern
very
team.
Very racist team.
Very Soma team.
Very Soma team.
Mm-hmm.
Soma.
Mm-hmm.
Soma.
And, I mean, this wasn't good, but we'll just...
yeah, let's run through this.
Run through it.
Pretty terrible.
Bradshaw does get an elimination here, and Henry O. Godwin is out right off the bat. Poor hog. And then Phineas eliminates Blackjack Windham. So T.L. Hopper, or no, Stalker. Sorry.
Stalker. T.L. Hopper is out. He got horseshoe to the mouth a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uncle Cletus. I forget. Yeah, he is Uncle Cletus. So he's out. So now we are a little bit here, and Billy Gunn gets a tag in against Mosh here, and we hear some more fans chants from fans, yeah. Which are they are
fan
fans
chants, if
fan
you will.
Chants. They're calling him a maggot, and
Billy or Mosh.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. I want to say it's Billy because he gets tagged in. King goes, what do you think they're saying out there? And JR goes, I don't know. I don't speak French.
Oh.
He goes, I don't speak queer. He didn't say that, but been a lot cooler.
It's what he meant.
Yeah, it's what he, same thing. So I'm saying. Same thing. So Phineas, Billy eliminates Mosh. And now it's 3-on-2. Thrasher ends up eliminating Phineas from a seated senton. We'd seen that from time and time again. And Road Dogg does a roll-up on Bradshaw. So yes. Now we are a 2-on-1 Thrasher all by himself versing the New Age Outlaws. And
this is probably the coolest part of the match, this finish here.
Typically
which
is
good tag team wrestling from the New Age Outlaws. Get a blind tag. Billy Gunn hits Road Dogg in the back, tags him in. Ref sees it, so it counts for it, but the headbanger doesn't see it. Road Dogg goes to do a pump handle slam. Thrasher falls on him, tries to get a pin, but he's not the legal man. Meanwhile, Billy Gunn gets on the top rope. Boom, Famous are off the top rope. Roll him up, over. 1, 2, 3, New Age Outlaws win.
Yeah, so the Southern Pride, I don't know what you want to call these guys.
The Godwins Someone and the Brown? New Age Outlaws.
Oh, that's even better, yeah. More specific, I like it. Yeah. I do like seeing the Famous Era. I even like it a lot more when I see it off of the top rope. We do get the new match starts, and it's Truth Commission versus DOA, and our sign of the night isn't out in the crowd anywhere. It's literally in front of our face.
Yeah, right in the entrance.
Right off the bat. I mean, there were some good signs, but this one was just so like up front and just what? The sign says, Undertaker is not a homo.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. Yeah. But I don't know why we needed a sign, but yeah, it's great.
Yeah, what?
Maybe in Canada there was this whole thing about Undertaker being gay. Because he's the dead man, you know? Dead, gay.
I heard
dead.
He buried his cock in a lot of guys' asses.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Sean, you were there. You might know the rumors a little bit. Yeah. Well, were one of those asses yours?
No, they were like Creatures of the Night or something.
Oh.
Definitely not me.
Creatures of the Night. We've talked about those.
Yeah, we did. Puerto Rican. Yeah. Hey, everyone's going to tell you.
So in Canada,
but he's not a homo.
This is the misconception and the confusion, I think. People in Canada saw the Boricuas and they heard Undertaker's banging Creatures of the Night. And they know that Puerto Rican prostitutes are a thing. So they assumed, because they only know Puerto Ricans in the sense of the Boricuas, that the Undertaker was having sex with the Boricuas. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
That guy was explaining to the Canadian crowd, that's not the case. In fact, there are women who are also Puerto Rican and prostitutes could also be creatures of the night.
Sure. I had this like story that I made up in my head of Undertaker like trying to bang Savio. He's like, I heard you got AIDS. He's like, I got my papers. I got my license.
I think it takes he probably banged him after that Caribbean strap match when the lights went out.
I heard they're running some sort of Caribbean cruise when it happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. What about a Caribbean strap-on?
Caribbean strap-on.
Hey,
swipe up
if you're into Caribbean strap-ons, and let us know if you ever met Savio Vega in one.
I love it all. So, Miguel Perez is definitely a bear.
Yeah, definitely
a bear.
Whatever is the next degree up of a bear. Is there a hairier animal? No, because they're just covered in fur. Right? There's not like a hairier.
It's weird to say a hairier animal when it's like fur,
Right.
Like a furry animal, but they're not furries. They weren't furries. I don't know. I think even a dog, Is there a hairier animal?
I mean, a dog's not hairier than a bear. Dude.
Well, yeah, true.
Size and that much hair. Give me a bigger one.
I think there's hairier dogs, though. Like some of those, like, shaggy dogs.
They have longer
dogs.
Hair.
Oh, so it's...
So what I'm thinking is a shaggy dog, but a bear. Like a shaggy bear.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's what I'm more
Swipe
like.
Swipe up if you know the answer. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Hairy animals. I'll take hairy animals for 300.
A hairier, bigger animals. Like a woolly mammoth would have been. He's a woolly mammoth. Extinct in most cases, but not
length. You're talking length, but a bear.
But
is...
also, like, woolly is in the name, so that to me signifies hair. So I think that, Miguel Perez is a woolly mammoth of the Boricuas.
Sure.
Just like Chains is the woolly mammoth of.
Yeah, I was gonna say Chains definitely. is the woolly mammoth of DOA. So we have the Truth Commission, which is the interrogator. We have Sniper and Recon. And remember the Jackal?
The Jackal.
Do you remember the Jackal?
I remember the Jackal.
He's actually going to wrestle in this match.
Yeah, the Jackal is a wrestler, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a wrestling manager,
Jackal. Four on four.
Four on four.
Yeah.
That's why these matches
DOA, go. Crush.
Chains.
8-Ball and Skull.
Yeah, Skulls. With a Z.
Skulls.
Yeah, plural.
Oh, I always thought it was just Skull.
No, Bulk and Skull.
And Bones.
Bones is just...
Nah, we made that up.
Bones was the triplet. He was the third one. He went the way of Uncle Cletus.
Horseshoe to the head. Yeah. Common mistake with these guys. All right, so Interrogator eliminates Crush just right off the bat, and he just keeps doing these sidewalk slams. You'll see this from time to time. And they're the guy that's as big as the Interrogator. These sidewalk slams are not good.
No, I mean, it's his only move.
Yeah, it really is.
But he's 7 feet tall. So sidewalk slam from him is more impactful than a sidewalk slam from, say, Max Mini. You know,
well, that's not a huge hurt. Different comparison.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But am I wrong? But am I wrong?
You're not wrong. But the Jackal finally gets tagged in, and we get to see his work. Oh, he's eliminated really, really quickly by Bones or Skull. So it's kind of funny in this match, though. Skull and 8-Ball look exactly alike. Are they not twin brothers? Did we look that up? They are.
Yeah.
And then JR's like, I have no fucking clue who is who.
We're right there.
Just to make it easier, I'm just going to say 8-Ball.
Yeah. We're there with you, JR.
Skulls gets no love here at all.
What do you want your name to be, Skulls? What do you want your name to be, Bones? Nah, you're going to be 8-Ball. You're all 8-Ball.
So Jackal is eliminated, and then... he joins us on commentary, and he's actually, like, commentating this entire thing, and I'm like, this is terrible, because it's a terrible match, and then Jackal's on commentary, and, like, JR and the King, like, don't even want to, like, have a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, terrible. But Bones, in my notes, is Bones gets thrown out. I think it's Skull.
It might be Skull, or Bones.
Okay.
One or the other.
But, gets a pin on Recon illegally, wasn't really tagged, but they don't really make anything of it. Sniper ends up eliminating Skull with a bulldog. And Interrogator then, he eliminates another white guy, because if that was 8-Ball, then this must be Bones
MJG.
Or Skull.
8-Ball and MJG. Remember them?
Yeah, I do.
They were a rap duo.
Yeah.
Just those two, no other rappers.
Got it.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
All right, and Crush is left being the only guy from DOA left, and his challenge now is Recon and the massive Interrogator.
Interrogator's huge.
Yeah.
He does get Recon out here, right?
Yeah.
And then Interrogator just comes in.
Right after
and
that.
And just goes, bam, over.
Sidewalk slam. Yeah.
Take him to the sidewalk slam. It's over.
Yeah, terrible match.
Jackal on commentary this whole time, though.
I did mention that.
And he is so pumped about the win. And he runs in there and takes credit for it. They're really trying to build up the Jackal and the Interrogator and nobody else from that
game. All right, let's do a bet here.
Doing a bet? Oh, you got any liquor? Because I think I won a bet.
No, you definitely did. And I could pause it at any time and we could do that. What? When's the last time we see the Truth Commission?
Last time, huh?
What do you think?
Early 98.
I was going to say like end of January.
Whoa, I don't know if we need a bet.
Here. We both think they're just done.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I mean, if you want, I'll say March. I feel like they just let them go after Royal Rumble.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because they'll probably need, people. You know, nice...
30 people.
Four guys. Yeah. Man. I think Terry Funk has to be in that Royal Rumble, right? They'll bring him back.
I think he comes back soon, so it would make sense.
Yeah. We'll talk about that pay-per-view a little bit closer to time. We got another...
I mean, dude, WrestleMania is coming up. You know? If Survivor Series is coming up 4 months ago, then...
We're right Survivor Series is coming up. Next year. All right. The next elimination or Survivor Series match... that I actually was kind of looking for. We do have Team USA versus Team Canada. Team Canada has British Bulldog, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Doug Furness, and Philippe Lafont.
This was the best of them. Yeah. This was the best of those matches, yeah, for sure. And we got a good line from Doug Furness before the match.
Yeah, what does he say?
He says, you know, because he's American, but he's on Team Canada.
Pretty sure everyone here is not from Canada.
No, I think Jim the Anvil Neidhart is.
Yes, I thought he's from Vegas.
Is he from
Vegas? Somewhere, or not? Maybe no, not Vegas, no, Nevada.
He's Canadian.
He's from Nevada.
You're crazy. He's Canadian.
That goatee, I've seen.
And the Philippe Lafont is definitely Canadian, too.
He's French.
French-Canadian.
What's the difference?
This is what we're in Montreal. Yeah. You remember Brett when...
I remember those
Montreal guys, folks. He says, for Doug Furness, that he used to be proud to be an American, but he's not anymore. And they say, America, love it or leave it, well, I left. And then he just walks off. And JR is distraught by this. He's like, well, that's very upsetting because I knew Doug Furness when he was in high school at Commerce High in Oklahoma playing football.
Bunch of boomer sooner shit.
Boomer sooner.
Let's talk Team USA for a minute. We got the man they call Vader Goldust. Steve Blackman, if you guys remember him, the guy that just was a fan that shows ran up into that last match we saw.
Vader. And Vader got a little something going on.
Yeah, he did.
Vader could have kissed him or laid on top of him.
Yeah, a little finger in the butt.
What do you think about fingers in the butt, Brett?
Gay.
Oh, wow. You got a problem with gay people, Brett?
Yeah. What's love it or leave it.
What?
I left.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. A lot of pent-up aggression there from Brett might open some eyes.
What happens in a dungeon stays in the dungeon, Tom.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah.
Who was the most attractive person you ever met in the dungeon?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. Probably Stu.
Ew. Stew. Ew. Heart.
That's right, guys. Middle name. All right, so Steve Blackman, Mark Merrill, and let's throw Sable in there as well because she gets a chant at least once or twice. Yeah, Goldust, I mentioned. Yeah.
Oh, did you mention him?
Yeah. And Team USA is coming out, and we hear that. I'm like, Patriot is not in this match, and neither is Kurt Angle. Why are we playing this music?
It's just America, dude.
Oh, okay.
And you know what's the weirdest picture? And I'm sure Robert will put it here. It's just the music going and Goldust just walking in.
Couple things I want to say about this. Goldust coming out in blackface. What are your thoughts on it, Tom?
I love it. I love it. It works for his new character, who is a piece of shit.
So you're saying all black people are pieces of shit?
He looks like a piece of shit. No, people who do blackface are a piece of shit, Brad.
Mm.
Well, you see, you don't know because you're from 1997. But in 2022, people who do blackface are pieces of shit.
It's not hilarious anymore?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It was stopped being hilarious about 4 or 5 years ago.
Didn't Jimmy Kimmel do it?
Did he? Yeah, and that was when it was funny. But then when he stopped doing it, it stopped being funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what was hilarious they did it was when DX does it here in like the next year.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't Xbox do it?
Xbox Mark Henry, yeah. But we're getting ahead of ourselves here, bro.
What's the difference between...
You're going to WCW. Bro.
I know. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to do it backwards. Because when Xbox did it, he was more brown face.
I don't need to get into the logistics of race right now. But they all are, Robert. Yeah. They all are.
What about like guys that do bodybuilding competitions? They're all like brown face.
There's a difference between like bronze or tan and brown or black.
So now you're saying that there's a difference.
Oh, there is a difference. You can't deny that.
Now you're talking logistics here.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, Goldust is coming out to this patriotic music kind of by himself, and new face paint, I'll put it here, blackface with the words F-U written on his, oh my God, you can clearly see his penis.
Right here. Yeah, it's out. Like, you'd think they'd wear underwear under that, no, huh?
Or some sort of compression.
Yeah, right?
But I've never really, you might have seen like an outline. I was seeing like pubes through that.
Yeah, you can see the main vein.
You definitely see the main vein.
You could see the crease where the head leads to the shaft pretty clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very clearly.
We might get taken down on the videos for showing it.
But yeah, we probably will.
That's our job.
That's what gets us off.
Yeah.
Not what gets us off.
Yeah, that's what gets you off, Brett.
Yeah, no, hoser. Mero is going to start this match off with British Bulldog, and Mero takes off his American flag skull cap and throws it at British Bulldog. Let's go, you. Oh my God, British Bulldog is taking that skull cap and wiping his British ass with it. That now it's going to smell like shit and crumpets.
Shit and crumpets? In the American flag bandana.
That's a good
album. You think
he's
putting it back on? You think he's going to put it back on after this?
Well, he throws it at Sable. She sniffed it.
I saw she sniffed it and then she put it in her bra.
Oh, wow.
And then she's like saving it for Mark Mero later.
Wouldn't it be kind of funny, though, if he took it, right? He took the skull cap and used it like a dog shit bag because he's a dog and like picked it up like you would use one of those.
That's like, what Bulldog did?
Like, yeah, and then tied it in the bag. And then you got to put it in your hand and then you tie it. Because he's a bulldog, guys.
The British Bulldog. Top of the morning to you.
All right, Steve Blackman gets tagged in, and I forget who he's fighting, but there's a big kerbopple. Steve Blackman doesn't know the rules yet.
He's a great fighter, but not a wrestling professional.
Yeah, he doesn't know that you can get counted out
here. Yeah, he doesn't know any of the rules, apparently. He just is a fan who went to a show and decided to intervene on the behalf of this giant monster man named Vader that he has a crush on for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call him Black Man for nothing, I'm telling you. Did I say that joke last episode? I think I did.
I don't know. It's been a long time between episodes. So. Jim the Anvil Neidhart gets tagged in with Vader, and he barely gets any offense. Vader eliminates Jim Neidhart, and then also right after that, Vader actually eliminates Philip Lafont and Mero.
Only other
the
guy
king
doing work here.
Of roll-ups here. Does a amazing roll-up on Furnace, and oh my God, Doug Furnace reverses it and knocks out Mero. Is Mero no longer the king of roll-ups?
He's not. Now he's the king of, he's the big boxing guy king.
Big boxing guy. Mark Mero, the big boxing guy king.
Should I read an excerpt from his novel?
Yeah, let's do it.
Today, I invest in relationships that are encouraging and rewarding. I choose to spend time with optimistic people who are supportive, such as my family, mentors, and close friends. These are individuals who are honest, appreciative, and kind. In other words, I surround myself with other champions of choices, people who say and do the right things, not like Sable, who is clearly a toxic presence in his life.
100%.
So was the British Bulldog for wiping his ass.
Yeah, true. So back to the match. We are left. It's a 2-on-2. We have Bulldog and Doug Furnace versus Vader and Goldust. And we haven't even seen Goldust in this match yet.
He's just chilling. He's up there, you know. Yeah, maybe he didn't wear underwear because he knew he wasn't like trying to get tagged in.
Yeah.
He's like, I ain't got to worry. You think he's wearing a cup normally?
No. Was his dick smaller than you thought it would be?
No.
Really?
Did you think it would be big?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, Terry Reynolds is a smoke show.
True. True. Maybe he's a girl.
And he just looks like...
24 Karat Productions.
Yeah.
24 Inch.
Shattered Dreams Productions.
Oh, you're thinking he meant Shattered Puss Productions.
Yeah. Would be a lot better. Yeah. Pretty sure that's an actual thing, by the way.
Yeah. Sean would know about it. He probably was on that, right? Don't you think, Brett?
Yeah. Fucking hoser. I also want to...
This is a podcast, family podcast, just maybe cool it on the hosers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They weren't landing, so I figured I would say it like 10 more times and look for a reaction. Not the reaction I was looking for. Vader also, I do want to tip my cap to this guy. He's been in mostly offense, and he's doing a lot of like... hard stuff, and he has the stamina for it. Yeah. I mean, there's times where he looks gassed, but I'm like,
I usually, I know some friends, they're gassed, they do some hard stuff, and boom, they're right back to normal.
Yeah. So Vader, exhausted, as I mentioned here, goes to tag Goldust in. Goldust leaves the apron here.
Yeah, he's pissed. They're not pissed, he's just injured, I guess. So he can't be part of this match anymore.
Knee issue?
No, he's got a broken hand.
Shattered Hand Productions.
Yeah, Shattered Hand Productions. Yeah. He's got it says Freedom on his cast. On his hand cast.
Did he really have a cast on?
Yeah, he had a broken hand.
I know.
Because they said that I thought he punched Marlena, but
he punched her in the tit.
No, King, yeah, so fake. King said
he punched her purse.
Yeah. He went to punch her and she blocked him with the purse. And breaks his hand. I bet that's really what it was. King said that he punched a wall because he was so mad and he was a gentleman. He didn't want to punch Marlena and broke his hand punching the wall.
Kyle Reynolds?
Yeah, pretty much, right.
Kyle Reynolds had too much monster and he punched into the drywall? You got to know where those studs are, Goldust.
So he gets tagged in. He just walks off and gets counted out.
Well, Vader tags him in by slapping him across the face, which is great. And then throws him in the ring. Yeah, Goldust leaves. That's a count out. So now we're left with Vader and Bulldog.
Vader, Bulldog. Vader and LaFon.
And yeah.
Doug Furness.
Yeah. So Vader hits a Vader bomb on Doug Furness. And right after that, Vader turns around and Bulldog hits Vader with the ring bell.
He goes ding, dong, whatever the noise is.
It went ding.
Ding, ding. Ding. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It
said ding. Dong.
Dong. I'm just thinking about Goldust's dick.
I know. It's easy to do. Next, you're going to say Bret Michaels. So. Team Canada ends up getting... I thought of that dick too, dude. You can't not think about
Shattered
it.
Shattered Throne Productions.
Oh, he's on it. So, Team Canada wins here. Not clean, but it is what it is. And let's take a call from one of our Summer Survivor Series
Super Supper Sweepstakes.
What do we have?
I get why they're calling it that now. The Super Supper Sweepstakes. Because you get to take a WWF superstar to supper with you.
Yeah, I'm glad they told us that after.
I know, we would have jumped in on that because we wanted to take Sonny or Max Mini, depending on which one of us won. You guys can be the judge of who would have picked whom. But we...
what is it? You get to take one superstar to dinner?
So they call Jacqueline Cook from Columbia, South Carolina. She's over the moon and excited. She actually answers. It's cool. She's watching Survivor Series.
I'm glad they asked her that.
They ask her, who are you going to invite? And she says, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And King is pissed because it's not him. And they said, we're going to call you back later and we'll get you your details on calling Stone Cold. I wonder, because they said who you're going to invite, are they actually going to go? They have to go? Or they're like, we'll just give you a line to this person so you might be able to get them to go to dinner with you?
I don't know, but...
do you got to put out on a situation like that if you're Stone Cold?
Who picks up the bill?
I mean, you got to think WWF's paying for it.
Right.
But this lady didn't sound super classy. I don't think they're going anywhere that expensive. I'm saying top... Not even Red Lobster, maybe a Chili's at most. I feel like she's going to want to go to Chili's.
I'm thinking of Bennigan's.
Bennigan's was big back then, but little did
Vince goes, I'll just give him 20 bucks. All right, where can we go for 20 bucks?
Here's 20 bucks.
Here's Stone Cold with 20 bucks. Who would your dinner date be?
Mine?
Yeah.
Currently, right now, in all of the WWF?
I'm talking all of, 98, right?
98? We're 97.
Or 97, sorry. I imagine this will probably take place in 98, January.
See, I think you... I asked you this, and you said Sonny.
Sonny, absolutely.
And that is a good answer.
Because we would be getting fucked up. We would get...
The dinner part would be nothing.
No, it'd be all drinks.
You know, Sean, I would take Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would go with Shawn Michaels because I think you got Sonny, that's one really hot chick, but I'm there with Shawn Michaels. We're rolling it, man. And I'm going to get laid
I feel like Shawn's such a fucking piece of shit, he wouldn't show up.
Yeah, but he...
Yeah, you got to take that gamble.
But then I got the whole dinner to myself.
But also, Sonny might be too fucked up to even show up, too. So
we're on the same gamble. If you got a secondary, a backup plan.
Just Jim the Anvil Neihardt. He's not doing anything, right? Take him
out to dinner. Yeah, no, I mean, he'd show up, goatee-less. I don't know.
I'm like, oh, Jim, that's a lot of ketchup for your steak.
I
would have
taken Brian Pillman if I had the opportunity.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be hilarious if she's like, can Brian Pillman was my first one until you guys offed him. Brad. All right. We actually do have good matches.
Yeah. Couple two-tree
Boddingtons, you know.
A couple of 2-3 Boddingtons. We're at dinner. We're drinking Boddingtons. I want the British Bulldog.
How crazy would it be if she said, I want to have dinner with Kane?
Well, it's going to be a pretty quiet dinner for you.
Yeah.
Paul Bearer.
Yeah, Paul Bearer.
He's going to eat me out of house and home. Eat me out. In my house and home. You think,
pussy smells like him, Bob McFlood?
Do you think Paul Bearer is a big eating box guy?
Yeah,
100%. Who do you think he?
I actually
who
think.
Who do you think he's pushed better, Vince, our buddy Vince, or Paul Bearer?
Vince.
Oh, 100%.
I think. Let me finish here. I think Paul Bearer has like the tongue stamina, but yeah. I think he's all over the place.
Oh, he's not like just I think a spot.
Vince
like,
knows how to like he's work like, it. I think Paul Bearer's just like. A dog with like peanut butter, like it's like he's got the energy, but he's all over the place.
He's like over here sometimes. And he's like an inner leg pretty aggressively at times, and he has no idea. And it's just like that guy who eats the corn on the cob really fast, and he's just
like Kobayashi. Like there's no, it's just a lot. Which isn't bad. He's got the stamina for it, but it's just like you're not technical. You're not technically good.
Right.
Like, yeah.
It's quantity over quality at that point.
It's like the guy at the gym that doesn't have good form.
Where our friend Vince is 100% quality over quantity.
Yeah, he's got good form.
When it comes to eating puss, yeah.
It's all form.
Yeah, it's all form.
It's like, did that deadlift count if you don't have good form?
Yeah, it did, but like not as well much as it should. Yeah.
It's like when you bench press but you don't go all the way down. That's like Percy Pringle.
We're not
like,
supposed to
he's bouncing out. Yeah, he's bouncing it a lot. He's using all of his momentum. Vince is technical, you know. Elbows out. Like the back's just enough arch to keep the shoulders away. And
are elbows supposed to be out or in?
Keep him out.
I don't know. Yeah. Wise Vince.
All right, yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll change to Percy Pringle. But I also think Percy Pringle likes to get his ass licked.
No way.
100%. No one's eating it, but
he likes it. How does he know? Nobody's done it.
It's some of those things. It's like you'll see like, I don't know, like a cheeseburger online or something. You're like, oh, that looks good. Never been to the restaurant. Never ate that burger before. But
yeah, but that's a different thing. That's a sensation. I don't think you could be like, oh, that looks like it would feel good. That's a weird way to say it.
Mm. You ever see like weird fruits that you've never tried before?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I bet that would taste good, right? I imagine.
But taste
like that.
And feeling a sensation is
different. Some say
like,
it's
you're not gonna like hum it. No, see that's wrong though, because like you could see somebody jump on a giant pillow and be like, yeah, that would feel really nice. So maybe you could see someone tongue someone's asshole and be like, that'd be really nice if I knew even where my asshole was.
Yeah.
So do you think one of these, like, you think him and The Undertaker, when they're hanging with these creatures of the night, you got to pay them more for that probably, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like,
100% yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, I don't blame him, but good call. Good call on that, Brett. You must have some insider information.
Yeah. Very insider. All right. Yeah. Mankind and Kane, with Paul Bearer, speaking of, and... As Kane's coming down the ramp, Mankind goes, tries to attack him, and it is all Kane offense, as we kind of would expect in this match. Outside the ring, Kane throws Mankind into the stairs. And I think, what's the conversation before this match goes? Mankind is just saying, just fuck me up entirely? Because like the way he throws him into, the way he's handling Mankind, it's like he's not looking out for his safety whatsoever.
No, he just basically said he is going up against a brick wall, and you know, smart thing would be to go around it or above it. But he's just gonna get a head start and crash into it as many times as he needs to crash into it until it breaks down.
Okay.
So
that's his plan. Madness,
that's
maybe?
His plan here in this match. Not probably a smart plan.
See how it pays off.
Yeah.
So after about what 15 minutes of Kane just destroying Mankind. Mankind finally gets some offense. The first offense he gets in is he throws Kane into the stairs. And then ends up hitting Kane with a chair after that.
Stair, chair.
And actually, believe it or not, inside the ring, Mankind lands an awesome pile driver on Kane.
Wow, it's all coming together now.
This is the first time we've seen Kane kind of look sell something.
Looks human now.
Yeah. So Kane is out, and Mankind is brushing off those dirty fingers for the mandible claw. Is he going to hit Kane? No.
Could have.
He's going to stick to a Paul Bear's...
His moist,
wanting... What did he say?
Jowls.
Jowls.
Yeah. Big, fat, flabby jowls.
So he sticks him down Paul Bear's pants, finds the jowls...
And Paul Bear's like, I knew this would feel good.
Yeah, yeah. You ever see like a fruit you never tried? It's exactly like that. Ends up giving Paul Bear the mandible claw. And we see Kane get up. And then he throws Mankind into the announce table.
This is a pretty sweet. Like, it's like almost a choke slam from the apron onto the announce table.
Yeah, really good spot. Mankind goes on the turnbuckle to try to do something, and Kane just throws him off just onto the ground. That's like an 8-foot fall.
Eight?
8 foot from
that
turnbuckle?
Yeah, it's like 7 feet tall.
No, but he was on the turnbuckle. Oh, yeah, so it's probably more. Yeah.
Yes, it's probably like
what's it, that
foot.
Flag match back in Bad Blood?
At least,
14
at least,
feet.
At least 11 feet,
okay.
I would say, yeah.
All right. I'm mixing. I'm in a whole other country, so I'm trying to, like, feet to meters. And
yeah, probably.
It's probably about
four and a half meters.
Four meters.
Yeah. There.
Yeah.
About two, three to three and a half to 4 meters.
Probably, like, 56 Boddingtons tall.
A couple two, three dozen Boddingtons.
Like 2-3 pallets of Boddingtons. So stupid. Anyway, inside the ring, Kane hits a tombstone to end it all. Good effort, Mankind. Good to see Kane finally in a wrestling match. And I think both of them, I mean, obviously, we talked about this in previous episodes, how just Mankind will let you do whatever so it makes anyone look good. But I thought Kane actually looked good here.
He did. He did. Looked very good. And this is honestly looks so much better compared a year ago to like when Undertaker was doing his shit with Mankind. Kane looks way better versus Mankind than Undertaker did. And that's the only thing we can compare right now, because Undertaker won't fight Kane.
Will not fight Kane.
Maybe he hit that sign. Maybe that's what the sign was about.
Yeah. You think he's a homo?
I think he might be. Nothing wrong with that. Hmm. He's sucking dick out there, though.
You have to.
Yeah.
If you're gay, you have to suck dick.
It's fine. Nothing wrong with it.
There's not. So if you're a gay person and you're watching this and you don't suck dick, swipe up.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Because we're pretty sure that every single gay person has to. It's the rule. Why else be gay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've said this before. The only reason I'm not gay is I probably could not suck dick.
No. You probably could not? Or you're 100% sure you could?
I can't. Like, gag reflux is terrible. Yeah.
You just gotta, do the handle.
You know how embarrassing it would be to, like, go to the gay bar and then I just hear, like, whispering and pointing at me?
That's the guy who can't suck
dick. Who can't suck dick. Yeah.
Yeah. They probably do that now anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to your local gay bar.
Yeah.
Poles.
Poles or holes?
Poles. Poles is what I thought.
I thought holes was the other gay bar.
Holes is behind poles.
Mm.
Yeah, and poles is actually inside of holes.
Yeah. Technically, yeah.
Weirdly enough. Yeah.
There is this weird clip that I'm going to play. Michael Cole is interviewing Vince about the HBK and Brett match. And this is probably going to tie into our argument later tonight, where it's like, is this a work or is this not? They're asking Vince about this match, and he kind of has this weird, like, smirk. What does he say? Do you remember?
They ask him. Well, he talks about the match. It's oh, you know, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. Hasn't happened, but it's going to happen tonight. Everyone deserves to see it. Two great superstars going head-to-head. Then Michael Cole asks him, who's going to win the match tonight, Vince? He goes, I don't know. Very suspicious, I don't know, because then he smirks at the end. Makes you very much now, in hindsight, think that he knew exactly what was going to happen the whole time. But he would have anyway, though. And he normally would be able to hide it.
Yeah, by the way, I don't think we mentioned this, but Vince is not on commentary for any of this.
Right.
And there was something earlier in the first match where they're like, oh, yeah, and Vince is on commentary. And then JR says something, and then King goes, thinking of Gold Dust Stick.
No.
King goes, something is like, oh, tell me something, or like, tell me the secret, or something. Goes, I want to know. I'm like, oh, okay.
So there's a secret somewhere in there.
Two eggs. That's the secret. Yeah. The secret to a life of happiness?
Life of happiness is dinner with Stone Cold at Chili's.
Or Sable with $1 million. We got another elimination match here. Finally, Nation of Domination. Farouk, Rocky Maivia, Kama Mustafa, and Bad D'Lo Brown versus Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal, alongside Ken Shamrock. And we also have Ahmed Johnson joining Team LOD here. This one was quick enough.
This was very quick. I thought this was going to go out some time because these are all the stars here. But it still wasn't quite as good. Now you know my troubles.
Yeah, I know your troubles.
With the hair in the mouth. And it is, yeah, pretty quick. Immediately, Rockets tagged in versus Hawk. Rock bottom over. One move.
Hawk's done.
Hawk's out.
Well, this is rock bottom. That's two rock bottoms we've seen him give Hawk.
Oh, yeah?
Bad blood.
Rock bottom at bad blood. Now there's one at Survivor Series. But it was pretty impactful. But not as much as Bad Blood. Hey.
A lot of Rocky Sucks chants, though.
Rocky Sucks. Rocky Sucks. Was this mean something different in Montreal?
I don't know. Ahmed finally gets tagged in. He's thrown in the corner. And is that Farouk's belt? D'Lo just starts whipping the shit out of him. So he must have some sort of PTSD from this. Because he's been whipped before with this belt several times.
Yes. And, it's...
That might have inspired him to hit this Pearl River Plunge on Farouk.
He lands it and gets the pin.
So Farouk is donezo.
This is like the first, like, I feel like finally clean win he gets over Farouk after like this year and a half of him, or a year or whatever it is, of them going after each other.
He did like two clotheslines. He's like, I'm going to set up this Pearl River Plunge. Which, honestly, in wrestling, it's like, if you could do your finisher early, why not?
Yeah. And it's over. Ahmed's out. Ahmed's out on the side of the ring complaining. And then we got
Ahmed is complaining?
No, Farouk is out on the side complaining. Ahmed gets in now with D'Lo.
Yeah.
D'Lo, another very, very quick exchange. He gets a frog splash on Ahmed.
Mm-hmm.
Goes for the pin. And so, like, these matches, they have two refs. There's a ref inside and a ref outside to make sure the person leaves. And Ahmed is literally holding the guy's legs down as the other ref is right beside him. Ahmed's legs are being held down by Farouk. While after the frog splash and D'Lo's pinning him.
Did I rub off on you at some point? Yeah. I think it's the Gold Dust.
Yeah, I know. It's too much, man. It's veiny. I think that because you look like Bret Hart, I think I got to do the whole podcast myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm throwing in some some Rosses.
Not so easy.
And but basically Farouk is cheating, holding Ahmed's legs down during the whole pin. The ref is literally right next to him, like where Robert is.
Correct.
And I don't understand why he would have said, now. Hey guys, oh yeah, we're right where Brett is here next to me. My bad. Sorry. And it should have been, it's just silly. It's just bad.
bad blood, really.
It's just bad blood, really.
Yeah. And, speaking of bad blood, these guys are just going to keep fighting.
Yeah, Farouk starts leaving, and Ahmed chases him. Dalman is still like...
I wish I could play a montage of that. Like back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, but they go off into the dressing room, and cool spot here. D'Lo goes for a moonsault. But he misses. But it's it was a sweet
moonsault. He's like on the top rope, flips around, jumps off the second rope, and does the moonsault.
Yeah,
very cool. Similar to like the Christopher Daniels BME, but he's like up on the top, bounces down, spins around, and does the moonsault.
You could even continue that music like...
We could just do that for this whole match and play the whole
match. Yeah, we could.
Maybe we'll see how it plays in post.
Did you not know?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I was not. I didn't know.
Your ass better call somebody.
Yeah, well, I will. I will call someone.
The New Age Outlaws come out.
Remember them from earlier? And they had, but last week we talked about they stole not only the Black Cracks hats, but they stole LOD's shoulder pads.
They're like a walking museum.
Yeah, they're like...
They're carrying everything with them, everything that they...
Can you call something that... You're like, oh yeah, I'm a walking museum, and you just steal people's shit. You walk around and they can't do anything. Oh no, I'm a museum. Sorry, man, I stole your phone and your necklace and shit.
Oh shit. So if I just like steal an Amazon car full of like all the valuables...
Sorry, I'm a mobile museum here. You want to see all these people's dildos, don't they?
Yeah. And they're discreet packaging, by the way.
Yeah, and all their hymns.
Yeah. Is it keeps? It's hymns.
Whatever. We don't need keeps. Look at her. Why is your hair so green?
That's what Amanda said. She goes, what'd you spray in there? I go, nothing. She goes, you just put something in there. No, I didn't. She goes, it smells like maple syrup. I go, just tie the fucking thing up. All right.
You're going to
be in character.
You're
So Road Dogg and Billy Gunn come out, and what is that kryptonite that he throws at animal?
Well, it might be Hawk's kryptonite. It wasn't animals.
He throws pure Colombian cocaine at Animal's face.
Yeah, and I know you and all you hoser friends like to snort that cocaine powder, but we don't get down on that in Canada. But clearly they do.
The only powder we have is knee high, and we're shoveling it every morning. That's me and little Oi. It's such a breath thing, right? You know? Like real men, we're shoveling it every morning with a nice tall glass of Folgers. Yo, hosers. That is such a breath thing to say, though, right?
The only powder we deal with. Yeah, we're shoveling. That might be. I'm glad. Look, hey, we can't top that bread line. This is our last bread day.
Which is kind of sad. If you follow us on Instagram, we're gonna do the burning of the jacket later. So stupid. So Animal just gets counted out then, huh?
Yeah, because he can't see. He's got cocaine and he's getting zooted. And he's like, I'm gonna go. I gotta go to the club.
Where's holes at? Gotta find holes. Shit. But Ken Shamrock is in this match. He steps in and he is alone by himself versing D'Lo and The Rock here. And Shamrock hits the ankle lock on D'Lo, and within seconds, bad D'Lo Brown taps.
Tapping out through the whole damn town. Tapping out like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Tapping out like a maggot.
So as soon as that happens, Rocky Maivia grabs a chair and hits Shamrock from behind. The Rock covers. It's a one. It's a two. Shamrock kicks out from the chair to the back. The most
dangerous man in the world.
Absolutely. And he hulks up here. A little D-ball in the ass hulks up and goes, can I say retarded?
No.
Okay, he goes, can I say stupid?
Yeah.
Could I say he gets it started? Like Black Eyed Peas? He gets it started. Gets it started in here.
Yeah.
Ends up getting Rock into the ankle. No. Actually, we get a people's elbow before that.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah.
First people's elbow we ever see. Not done as like a finisher, but kind of. The Rock, like...
He did one before, but it wasn't... It was bouncing off one rope.
Yeah, and then he didn't take the elbow pad off or anything. Yeah. This time, he like body slams him, sets him up for it, kicks the arm, takes the elbow pad off, and just kind of tosses it behind him, doesn't throw it in the crowd. Does the boom, run over, boom.
Elbow.
Elbow. Yeah. Pins him. Did you hear this from King, though? He pins him 1-2, kick out. King goes, it's going to take a lot more than that to pin him. Little does he know, if that becomes the most electrifying move in sports entertainment in the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
So we're really getting the whole story here of The Rock, which I am excited for.
Workshopping every single day and every single week. But yeah, back to Shamrock getting it started. Ends up hitting an ankle lock and The Rock taps here. So, Team LOD gets the dub. Let's talk about the next pay-per-view in your house called D-Generation X. We actually get the music video for DX here.
This is Rocky and Fool. I just got tired.
Full video, full everything. Yeah. Which is so weird because, like, in the video...
It's a hot video.
It's like the same video, but it seems like the shit that they were doing, I guess, gets added to it, but it's still like that chaotic, like buildings are blowing up. Right. And just
so
like,
I think they you know, kind of edit out in between, like, because, you know, it's playing on the screen and then it's just them walking out half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they change all the cool stuff out.
Yeah.
So, but it's awesome. We see that the first time now. This is another big moment for the podcast. This is a big part of our intro music usually. And it hits awesome. So I'm excited to see this going forward.
Agreed.
Yeah,
we're here. Our IC title on the line here. Owen Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Austin.
Debra, keep the car running.
Yeah. It's going to be a quick one. Yeah. And then I'm going to do some AOL fan mail answering.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What bitch wants to take me out to dinner?
Sorry, Debra. You'll have to wait in the car. Yeah, you want some Southwest egg rolls? I got you, baby.
Southwest egg rolls.
It better be on time for the appetizers.
Only got 20 bucks.
All right, Stone Cold versus Owen Hart, and Owen Hart is coming out with Team Canada, British Bulldog, Furnace and Co., and Jim the Anvil Neidhart inside the ring. Jim the Anvil Neidhart just gets stunned from Stone Cold.
And so he's out right away. Pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Owen tries to leave, and Austin just follows him, attacks him, and he is bringing him back to the ring because he wants to finish business as it should be.
My little brother Owen was showing compassion.
Yeah, and now it's going to cost him because Stone Cold's for the last month plus, 2 months really, been costing, like, keeping Owen as the champ so he can get that title from him immediately. Yeah. So we are well on our way to the end of this match.
Yeah. So a little outside the ring, Owen kind of throws Stone Cold into, like, the table, and it just breaks, and then is strangling him with a cord.
The table was already broken.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, he just threw him into the bottom of the table that was broken.
Okay.
Came through Mankind.
Okay, because I was like, how the fuck did that break the table? But that makes more sense. All right, back inside the ring, Stone Cold hits a stunner and gets the W here. Short match. And then Team Canada tries to attack Austin, and stunner for you, and also a stunner for you.
This is like the whole rest of Austin's career now. You think that's what it is? Like, he never has, like, that great of... I mean, he has great matches, so I'm not saying that, but it's like, oh, hey, let's just do... everyone comes in and Stone Cold stuns him 75 times.
Does he just, like, write everything? Yeah. He's like, and then, Hardcore Holly, what are you doing? I'm not in this match. You come out and I give you a stunner. Okay.
The spark plug, no.
Yeah.
But guys, it's that time. The time, the whole thing we've been building up to since Bret Hart came back a year ago at Survivor Series. We're pumped for the main event of the evening.
The main eventers.
The showstoppers. The triple threat. And they do it kind of like they're doing Goldberg entrance, where so it's Bret versus Shawn, obviously, and they go and get, like, they say, Triple H, it's time to go. So then Triple H and China walk to Shawn's dressing room, and they go, hey, Shawn, it's time to go. Then Shawn comes out, and they're walking, and he's like, well, I don't even know where I'm going. Where am I going?
Where is the goddamn entrance?
Yeah. Then they show up, and then they show the entrance, like, you gotta, like, duck down. It's like a five, six maybe. Mm-hmm. You got to duck down. Like, imagine Kane having to duck down in that. I would never got to see it, but that's what I'm saying. And he goes out to his music. Good, decent entrance, nothing special.
I like this entrance. Yeah, because not only does Sean grab a Canadian flag from the crowd, rubs it on his crotch, blows his nose with it, lays it on the ground, and then just starts humping the shit out of it. Classic Sean.
Yeah. I wonder how much that Canadian flag is worth these days.
If we can get that flag here.
We could track it down. We can track it down. We've got people for this.
Yeah.
So we're going to get that flag, and we're going to hump it together on our OnlyFans. So go subscribe to that.
Yeah. Do we mention it? I feel like we got to mention this. Tom's like, we should live stream this episode. I'm like, what are we live streaming on? He's like, just do it on OnlyFans. And I just thought of the caption and goes, boss and coworker. What was it? Fuck me or something?
Yeah, fuck employee over. Fuck employee or something like that. Which is true. It's what's about to happen here. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, guys. Spoiler alert. But I think we can do that for a lot of, like, OnlyFans titles. For I should just make every title of the episode, like, erotic.
Yeah, exactly. Just,
like, boss and coworker fuck me in my hometown.
Yeah. In front of all my friends and family. All
right, so the bell hasn't even rung yet, and this...
Well, first, Bret has to come out. Then Bret comes out.
I didn't come out.
Yeah, you came
it's
out.
It's Undertaker who's a homo.
Oh, I thought that you were the homo.
No.
You're the hoser, then.
No, I'm not a hoser.
What would you rather be, a hoser or a homo?
I'd rather just be a hardworking man that wears flannels on weekends.
Oh, well, that's fair. That's pretty you. Pretty you sound pretty gay, though.
Man sweats while chopping wood. All right, so Bret comes out.
I mean, this is the last entrance. You're just going to gloss over it. But he's got the support of the crowd clearly here.
Absolutely.
He comes out, and the match never actually begins.
Well, the bell hasn't rang.
No, right. Yeah. But, like, basically, Bret takes Shawn on a wild roller coaster ride of getting his ass beat all over the arena here in Montreal, the crowd. Quebec, Canada. Quebec. No matter where you say it and how you say it, Bret is beating the shit out of Shawn here.
Yeah, he brings him in the crowd. And I was saying this to you. I'm like, do you think he brought him in the crowd so, like, maybe some fans would actually punch the shit out of him?
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
And then brings him up the ramp. Bret actually hits Shawn with a fire extinguisher. And then... big kerbopple up there. Refs are trying to break this up, and Bret just punches a ref.
Yeah.
That's okay to do?
The match hasn't started yet. Apparently it's fine.
No, hold on. It's breaking. Hold on. I'm getting some word in.
You got news?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Never go on. They said the ref was a hoser.
Oh, yeah. It was one of them hoser refs.
Yeah, fucking hoser
refs. See, when you're in Canada, you got to be careful of those hoser refs. They're a dime a dozen, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do they call it? A Canadian dime? Do they have dimes? Canadian dime. I'm looking for a Canadian dime.
That's
Tabalala. Cute face and then waist and some maple syrup.
From behind.
Do you think any Canadians got...
If you want this money, then you gotta be a bad bitch. Go on, shake your ass if you a bad bitch.
Yo, hoser.
Drop it down to the floor if you're a bad bitch. Oh, no, she ain't a whore. She's just a bad bitch. Those are the lyrics, right, to that song? Yeah. What even? What song is that?
That's like Yin Yang Twins.
It's probably Yin Yang Twins.
It's Yin Yang Twins and like Bubba Sparks or some shit, right?
We're throwing all like the early 2000s. Bad.
I'm looking for a dime.
It's called Dime, right? Yeah, yeah. Because I think Nelly has a verse on that too, right?
No, Nelly?
I thought he did. Maybe not.
Might be. Maybe it is. No, is it Nelly?
I'm looking for a dime. I thought Nelly was in that one. Cute face, slim waist.
Waist with a big behind.
I need a doim.
I need a doim.
So stupid. We could do so many other things. But would it even resonate?
Mike Jones is in it. Mike Jones. Yeah.
281-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow.
No, I'm looking for a dime. All right, well.
Before the moose was getting loose.
Before me and Owen were shooting goose.
We all know Sean's about to lose.
Oh, so stupid.
Hey, guys, so look, I'm just going to tell you, this is the last time we're going to see Bret Hart wrestling, but check out his mixtape, The Goose is Loose. On SoundCloud today.
You know, oh, right. My God. Shit.
Check out his new EP, Show Me That Moose Knuckle.
Oh, compose ourselves. Fucking hosers.
Who's all the right. Hosers now, yeah, right?
Yeah. I can just see like the bling with the big fucking leaf right here. All right, so match finally starts. And Brett is choking Sean with, is it the Quebec flag
it's
there?
It's the Quebec flag, yeah. And so he gets him with the Quebec flag. Sean chokes him with the Quebec flag. And and then they're choking each other with the Quebec flag.
Pretty gay.
And then
I actually said that. I'm like, I want Sean choking him with the flag to be my wallpaper. And then I kind of looked at them and both like, I'm like, oh, kind of be a little gay. But Sean hits face first suplex outside the ring to Brett on the stairs. I thought that was a very, very cool spot. Yeah. And Sean does what he always does, a little figure four on the old ring post there. And
Brett did that.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
And then I hit another fucking figure four in the middle of the goddamn ring.
Yeah. Well, you can't get any rope break, you hoser.
Sean's just ends up rolling over. But I'm able to get the ropes.
Thank God. It's the hardest move to reverse. And
I know. Yeah. Here, so. And then Brett jumps off the turnbuckle. And grabs Sean, and all three men kind of get knocked down. Was this planned that the ref fell at all?
I don't know if it was planned, but yeah, he gets him in that sharpshooter at the end.
Sean
gets
does a sharpshooter on Brett.
But he's gonna put it here, and then the bell just rings,
and Earl just says, "Ring the bell, ring the bell."
Does Earl even say it?
Yeah. He says, ring the bell, ring the bell. Yeah. And everyone looks very confused. Brett sees Vince.
Brett gets it. Like, you see him. So they zoom in on Brett. Like, I don't think that the cameraman knew what was going on because he looks right at Brett. And Brett, like, is getting up. And he's like, you can see the realization hit his face.
Like, did I really just get fucked over here?
Oh, these motherfuckers. Like, that kind of thing. Like, these fucking hosers. And then he gets up and he looks and Sean's like pretending to be upset, but he's clearly...
Well, you said earlier, like, I don't think
Sean's acting like he didn't know about it. But he goes to Vince, he's like, what the fuck, you piece of shit. And then he goes and gets...
And then he goes and grabs the bell and sticks away. Like, come on, he knew about it. Brett hocks the loogie at Vince, and they don't really even, like, pan at Brett anymore or Sean anymore. There's, like... And that was Survivor Series. See you Monday.
How good is he just hocking loogies randomly, by the way?
Also...
Did you just do that? Like, you can just spit like that, Brett? Like, you did it to Sean at SummerSlam. You did it to Vince just out of... Like, you just have that in you at all times?
what I'm going to say is going to sound very gay, but when you swallow as many loads as I do... Yeah, you spit.
Yeah, you all spit.
All right, you spit.
But you got plenty of saliva in there. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I didn't know that side of you, Brent.
All right, let's get down to it. Are we saying work or not work? What is our final thing? Before we started this, I was saying that this was not a work.
You were saying it before we started this podcast in general. Not
a work. Correct. But I'm so easy to convince either way.
I know. So, like,
some days I'm fucking liberal. Some days I'm a conservative.
I believe Sean didn't know. Like, but like, does that make it not?
Well, didn't Sean admit that he and Vince were the only ones that knew?
Or no, not Sean. Sorry, I believe Brett didn't know. After watching it now, real and live, and also hearing him say it like for years, although I wasn't convinced until now that I actually watched it because I saw the moment of realization hit him. He's not that good of an actor to be able to be you know what I'm saying? Like it dawned on him. He heard the bell. He didn't know what was going on. And then he, starts getting up. And then you can see that.
Well, I mean, you could look... It's not hard to just look stupid.
No, it's not looking stupid. It's looking like, oh, these motherfuckers. Like, that's harder to pull off. I think... So that's what made me think it's actually... Like, I don't think it's a big deal. Because, honestly, this is a perfect storyline. It would have made perfect sense that this happened because that's what Brett's been talking about since he came back, that they're screwing him. And he says screwed all the time.
Yeah. How much of one night only, the UK pay-per-view where Sean rewrote the script entirely, has any effect on your thoughts for today? Does it play any part in there? I think it does for me, at least.
It doesn't. It only plays the part that, that Sean was involved. But that's not a big... I think he's admitted that, so it's not that big of a deal. So I think... I think what they're saying is legit, and that it was kind of a little sneaky work. But I think it would have worked as a work as well.
Hmm.
So I would say not a work. Final decision.
Not a work. I don't know. What was the last thing that we saw where, we saw something like, oh my God, now we know. Oh, when Brett was screwed before and he attacked Vince during the cage match or something.
We just tore the whole cage apart.
Yeah. We're like, oh, Macho screw chops at work.
Yeah. The whole buildup is why this makes it make sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I know is not a work is that Vince McMahon murdered Brian Pillman.
Correct.
And there is indisputable evidence of this, not related. They did this whole thing to just throw us off the scent, I think.
That actually makes perfect fucking sense. Yeah. The next pay-per-view was throw the most biggest wrestling conspiracy.
Right.
But we already uncovered the biggest conspiracy.
The fact that he murdered Brian Pillman.
Yeah. Because, I mean, what's the reason for... it has nothing to do with him. What's the reason for ending Brian Pillman?
He must have known too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
He said it. I don't know. Maybe he had a personal vendetta. I mean, the guy screwed Vince. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's enough of a cause. He got a guaranteed contract for 3 years from the WWF after his accident because he was able to convince them that it wasn't that bad. WCW offered him 60 or 90 days, 90-day contract. If you're not good to go in 90 days, you're fired, and you're not getting any money. So that's why he signed with the WWF.
Yeah.
So that's enough of a reason. Vince is a money guy.
Yeah,
he gave him $30 million or whatever it was, $3 million, whatever it is at the time. It's enough for Vince to murder someone, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Remember when he was asking Metheny? He's like, how are you going to support your kids now, you idiot?
Yeah.
It's like, Vince, I have no idea what day it is right now. The fact that you would
Brian Pillman
a
said
live
it best.
Interview with
Brian Pillman said it best when he was signed. You've reaped the windfall of my signing. And that is what
happened.
And
then he said he's going to rape and pillage the entire WWF.
Yeah, right? And he banged Sonny. He banged Marlena.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah. He banged Sonny and Marlena. Next was Sable, and Vince had to cover Sable
because Mark Miro was threatening him. Yeah.
Mm.
Here's $1 million that I was going to give to Brian Pillman if I didn't kill him. That's exactly what it was.
Fucked up. Yeah.
Look, we're talking about Brian Pillman now when it should be Brett's send-off. So, Brett, look, give us some last words here. Well, no, hold on. I got a thing to bring up that you ignored But we saw the new WWF logo.
We did see the new WWF logo that says Attitude on the bottom. Our bet was, what do we see first? Somebody drink a beer?
Stone Cold drink a beer or that.
No, we changed it to anyone drinking. Stone Cold. Well, either way, it doesn't matter.
Why would it be anybody?
That we just said a beer.
Stone Cold drinks a beer in any fashion.
Another beer.
Another tequila. Margarita? Bloody Either Mary. Way, next episode, he'll be doing his penance for that.
No, I'll do it now.
No, you want to do it now?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You
want
to pause it?
We'll pause it right now.
All right, pause it and do it now. So, Sean, can you tell us a little something about what Sean
you're Brett. Doing?
Sorry, Brett. You know, Sean, I keep doing that because I want to be doing your impression, but I can't do you better than you can. So can you you tell me a little bit about what shot you'll be doing here today as your penance?
I call it a Canadian car bomb.
Okay, what's the history of that?
Irish beer, Irish whiskey, and Bailey's Irish. It's called a Canadian car bomb.
I didn't know the Canadians were big on those car bombs.
Yeah, well, when you have all products from Canada, it all kind of makes sense. Yes. You know, someone got their car bombed in Toronto, and we thought, wow, we can make a great shot off of this. So, bon appetit.
Bon appetit, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Bret Hart here doing a Canadian car bomb. This is the most patriotic way to end the episode. And I think only one way to really go out here. So I think, Bret, why don't you take us out for your final time here in the WWF?
Guys, it's been fun. It's been real. But it really hasn't been real fun, you know? Best there is, best there was, best there never will be. No matter what anybody says, I never molested Owie. The dungeon, it was just a couple of goys, me and goys, you know? And, you know, keep the big dick energy going, but don't be too corky. I'm fading.
You're getting Irish.
It's from the Corbin.
Yeah, it's from Dalvin Irish Whiskey.
You know, Sean, tune in. You'll see me again on WCW. Good night.
And God bless wrestling.
You goddamn hoosers.
You gotta put that in there.